if I were to go back 15 years before I did my BTEC and compare myself now to then, it would be like two different people.
Mm.
You wouldn't imagine that the old person would say, oh yeah, you'd be able to, you know, like when I was doing my BTEC, stand up in front of a room of people and do a presentation or, you know, have an opinion on something or discuss your views of a certain film. And now in like work, you kind of put your point across and I'm organising people and directing people what to do and trying to, you know, solve problems. And I do tend to think, God, I've come a long way from before I did my BTEC. I see this now when kids come in to me on work experience and they're like, right, well, I'm going to go and get my A-levels, I'm going to go and get a degree, and then I'm going to come work in TV. And I think really, it doesn't make any difference to me if I'm training them up, whether they've got a degree or GCSEs, as long as they've got the transferable skills. That is kind of more important to me. If somebody is able to, you know, think for themselves, to preempt problems, is willing to do things, you know, little things like go and get somebody's shoes or go and hold a coat or an umbrella for somebody. It's not like, I've got a degree, I'm not doing that. It is about how people just get on and knuckle down and how they deal with people rather than, you know, you could have all the exams in the world, but if you've not got any people skills and you can't communicate properly with people or you can't put your point across or persuade people to do what you want them to do, you're on a hide into nothing at our place. I think it is, you know, if I'm going around the crew and I need them to work an extra 15 minutes overtime, I need to be able to sell it to them and try and persuade them to do it in such a way where they're going to find it difficult to say no. It's not an academic role that I do. It's not rocket science. It's all about multitasking and getting and prioritising and getting people to do what you want them to do in the time that you've got. And it's just a lot of people skills and communication and prioritising, which I suppose if looking back at college, you know, you are geared towards doing everything as well as you can and getting things right. Whereas in my current role, you learn more when you do things wrong and you can tell a lot about somebody, about how they kind of get themselves out of a difficult situation. You know, it's dead easy to do any job when it's going great. It's when things go wrong that's when you kind of think, right, well, how can you get around this? And I think those are, you know, the transferable skills that in any career, when things go wrong, if you've got a delivery of something that you're expecting at a certain time, or you've got an order that you're supposed to be getting out, when things go wrong, how do you tell your customers, or how do you deal with them and, you know, communicate that? Yeah, because if you at school, if you're a know-all, if you're called a know-all, it's a negative, isn't it? And nobody wants to be that person, the SWAT. But at the same time, in later life, you do need to kind of sell yourself more and promote yourself and big yourself up, because no one else will in an interview situation, will they?
So in interviews, for example, would you refer to skills, those skills you were talking about before, like leadership teamwork?
I would definitely refer to sort of, you know, works well in a team, can have that sort of trust of being in charge and leading the team and things like that. Yeah, I definitely used them quite a bit in sort of interviews and things like that. It's also learning sort of problem solving, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Within the course. That helped me to sort of explain, give examples to potential employers, you know, of, you know, sort of situations whereby I've used my skills to resolve something that might not be clear cut or others may not have been able to do. from what I've learned, it allowed me to apply that and then use what I've been taught to apply it to maybe scenarios that they give you on the interview, because they do that sometimes, you know, scenario-based questions. And from my previous experiences at college, I was able to sort of, I think, give them the answers that they liked or they were looking for. Time management's also one, you know, because obviously, as you know, with the project briefs we did and things, you'd have to manage time and mm-hmm. manage, you know, when you were going to shoot this and that and the other. Whereas that, obviously, I definitely needed to manage my time as a supervisor in my other roles and manage other people's time as well. So sort of that was a sort of skill, time management. And delegating is something that I definitely must have learnt through the course, and sort of, you know, assigning roles to people and getting people to do certain jobs within time frames.
A lot of my transferable skills, you know, it sounds a bit repetitive, but it's the same stuff that I've mentioned, only it was just the very early days of me recognising them as skills. So problem solving, communication, influencing people, others and outcomes, and process improvement. You know, I think process improvement comes about from having a critical mindset. So going back to, you know, A-level film studies, for example, seeing the world in a critical, logical, theorised way for the first time helps you to logically deconstruct things. You know, it might be a film, it might be a scene, it might be 2 minutes of a film, but by being able to deconstruct that, you're able to take that similar process, that problem-solving process, and apply it to different things in the future. So I don't deconstruct films anymore, but I do deconstruct problems on a daily basis. And I'm using the same process that I would apply to deconstructing a film or a scene to deconstructing a problem because one of our customers in the States can't access their license of the software or isn't getting the support, or the, you know, it's the same process of deconstructing a problem and finding a solution and an outcome. Just that exposure to the outside world is so important for transferable skills to be transferred into employment, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And for the students to then articulate that, because it happened.
Yeah.
It was real and it was with a client.
Definitely.
And it was outside the classroom ultimately.
Yeah, exactly. In January we went to the States and we did a bit, 8 of us went and did a big event. And we always have a debrief at the end of that, where as a team we look at what we did, how we could have done it better, what we'll do next time. What worked, what didn't work, what should we be proud of? What do we need to modify? That's critical because you couldn't do that with individuals and get the same outcome.
Yeah.
So if it's a project thing, if it's for the business or the project, it's important to do that with the team. Mm. But when it becomes a personal thing, the transferable skills, the things that you need to improve as an individual, the context needs to be shifted to a one-to-one for that, I think. Timeline, so this is my experience of it. So, you know, for me, starting at Mid-Cheshire is that sort of light bulb moment that, oh right, these are called skills, because I just thought it was me. So that sense of the communication skills, the people skills, is just a thing that I thought was my personality. At this point, it's the first time in the timeline where you identify them as something called skills. So the journey of the BTEC and the different modules are showing the skills level in use, you know, starting to identify them, and then the movement into higher education. And as the modules become projects, the skills are refining and the level of the skills in use is increasing. Then for me, it's about moving from the academic environment then into the employment environment. So what was once modules and projects becomes then experiences. So job one is all about responsibility, learning and growing, and the skills in use heighten as you refine them further. Job two is all about evolving discovering. discovering the things that the skills that make you. And then, you know, for me, it's that moment where the skills become, you know, me, the brand, clearly defined skills, skills that I can use to sell myself. The skills make the brand, but, you know, skills equals money at the end of the day. So it's about going from this environment back here where you realise that what skills are and what skills you've got, and the process over time of defining them into the key thing, which is, you know, employability.
I interviewed quite a few people when I was on the BTEC, when we were creating films, short films. That definitely helped with like my people skills especially, and it's helped with my research course. So I've got a research module in university, and interviewing people and knowing like ethics and stuff like that was a good like boundary and a good starting point.
Okay.
Also having to write every day on a blog on the Tumblr and having a website, that made me really organised. So when I came to uni, I did actually carry on with my Tumblr, and I made a site. Oh yeah, I made a website on Weebly. Okay. We used Weebly.
Yeah, that's right.
I already used Weebly on the BTEC course, so I already knew how to navigate it. I knew how to work it, which helped with like me and group work. So eventually, it all came together. Yeah. To help out with like working with groups, it's quite resourceful. Yeah, the course was really resourceful for the uni. Newcastle University, Media, Communications and Cultural Studies. Dress as Azal Bazaar.
Okay.
I'm employed by a recruitment company called Solutions, and they employ me. They get other people call them and ask them if they've got any staff, and they just hire loads of people and say like, can you work this day, like at horse racing or dogs races, usually events and functions. So yeah, and in a cafe. Yeah.
And what transferable skills, thinking about those jobs, do you think are relevant?
Working with people, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from going out and doing group work, working as a group, so that would probably, like, apply in the same way as working with people, on a bar, just, like, communicating to each other. But then also, you could say the customers at the bar are, like, the people that we're interviewing or the people that we're working for or creating a video for.
From what we learned at Midchester College within the course, it was about planning and about basically taking what we had to do and thinking about the situation before we went into it, for instance, with CVs or with job interviews, and making sure that the preparation was right and I'd researched and thought about what I was going into next. And I think when you've been in a course for 2 years, and especially on the media course, it's basically about self-management and gathering all that information now, and you learn that. Whereas if I'd have gone into the job that I'm in now without having that experience of that gathering of information, the research, I don't think I would have been as good, or I would have had that ability to be as competent as I am in the job. All the paperwork is really valuable, so the pre-prep, getting all that and learning that.
Okay, so when you say pre-prep, just to clarify, you're talking about research and pre-production. Is there anything else?
You're just arming yourself with information, aren't you? It's about arming yourself with information, and being able to submerge yourself in different situations and having that back knowledge that might help you within, because within media you've got different departments and different people who've got different ideas about stuff, and the more information you've got, the better it is. time management as well. I think, you know, being able to prioritise and being able to think, I've got a certain amount of time where I can do this. How am I going to set this out? What is my time scale? Mm-hmm. And being able to fit everything that you need to do within that time scale.
Right.
That's always, you know, and prioritising. So it's basically self-management, really. It's about with working within where I work. I come in and I'm left to my own devices really for 8 hours a day, and so it's all about self-management. It's all about making sure I get the job done. But what are the most important things I need to do in the day? And it's knowing if a situation arises, I'll put those to the side, but I'll have to come back to them, you know, and it's like a bit of a juggling game, really.